Jesus said to the Apostle Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." What are the gates of hell? Frank and Ernest are here to discuss this topic for us in their usual spirit of tolerance and goodwill. These Bible Answers transcriptions are brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. You may wish to know if there is one of these Bible study groups near you. Write to Frank and Ernest. The address will be given at the close of the program. But now, here are Frank and Ernest. We invite you to listen to them as they discuss the topic, Opening the Gates of Hell.
Thank you, Russell. You have mentioned a wonderful topic for discussion, and Ernest, I presume you are ready with your first question.
Yes, Frank, I have the same question Russell asked. What are the gates of hell?
Ernest, I think there's a question which should come ahead of that one. We should first find out what the Bible means by the word hell before we can understand very clearly just what the gates of hell may be, don't you think so?
You may be right, Frank. I'm willing to start with the question, what is the Bible hell? However, that may be a difficult question to answer.
Not too difficult, Ernest, if we are willing to accept the testimony of the Bible. The word hell in Jesus' expression, the gates of hell, is a translation of the Greek word Hades. It is the Greek translation of the Old Testament Hebrew word Sheol. Sheol is the only Hebrew word in the Old Testament which is translated by our English word hell.
That would mean, then, that so far as the Word of God is concerned, Sheol was the only hell the ancients knew anything about.
That is right.
Well, Frank, is there any way of finding out from the records just what sort of place the writers of the Old Testament understood Sheol to be?
Yes, that is comparatively easy. By the aid of Hebrew and Greek concordances, students have now discovered that the Hebrew word Sheol, in addition to being translated 31 times by the English word hell, is translated grave in an equal number of times, and the same word is 3 times translated pit.
I should think that that would be very confusing.
It did result for centuries in concealing the real truth concerning the Bible hell. But as I said, concordances are now available which lists the texts in which the Hebrew word Sheol appears and informs the student of the manner in which it is translated in the various texts.
That's very interesting, Frank. What conclusion does one logically reach by making the sort of study you mentioned?
Simply this, that Sheol or Hades, the Bible hell, is the state or condition of death.
Would you say, then, that hell is the grave?
That is close to it, although it's not precisely the thought. There is another Hebrew word which applies particularly to the grave or place of burial. The word Sheol describes a condition rather than a place, the condition of death, or the state of the dead in contrast to the state of the living.
Well, that helps up to a point, but even so, it doesn't tell us too much. We also want to know just what the state of the dead really is. Does the Bible help us out along this line?
Oh, indeed it does, especially when we examine some of the texts in which the word Sheol is translated grave. One of these is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. In this text, the word grave is used, and it is a translation of the Hebrew word Sheol, which describes the only hell mentioned in the Old Testament. I see you have turned to it, ready to read it.
Yes, and here is what it says. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, that is Sheol, whither thou goest. Frank, from this definition of Sheol, it is clearly a condition of unconsciousness.
That is right, and that is why the prophet Job prayed to go to Sheol, the Bible hell, in order to escape suffering. You will find the record of this in the 14th chapter of the book of Job and the 13th verse.
That is an interesting sidelight on the subject. Now let's see, Job 14, verse 13. I have it, and the text reads, "Oh, that thou wouldst hide me in the grave, that is Sheol, that thou wouldst keep me secret until thy wrath be past.
Thus, you see, Job asked God to let him go down into Sheol, the Bible hell, where he would be unconscious until the resurrection, when, of course, he expected to be brought back from hell.
Frank, that's very revealing. Are you sure that hell in the New Testament is just the same as the hell of the Old Testament?
Very sure, Ernest. God never changes. He told our first parents that the penalty for disobeying his law was death. God would not say that and then later increase the penalty to eternal torment.
I agree, but Frank, there are many texts of Scripture I would like to ask about. However, now that we have a general idea of what constitutes the Bible hell, perhaps we had better get back to our original question. What are the gates of hell?
I think that's a good idea. However, the book entitled When a Man Dies examines those texts you have in mind, and everyone is welcome to a copy. All they need to do is to request it.
Fine. What, then, are the gates of hell?
Obviously, Ernest, this is figurative language. Hell is a condition, the condition of death.
In other words, the gates of hell are the gates of death.
That's right. The gates of hell symbolize the power which holds mankind in death. It was this thought that Jesus had in mind when he said to Peter that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
In order to carry out the symbolism, I suppose we might say that death is as a great prison, and that in God's due time the gates of this prison will be opened and the prisoners of death set free.
As a matter of fact, Ernest, that's one of the illustrations the Bible uses to help us grasp the reality of the resurrection. It is in keeping with this symbolism that Jesus, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, refers to the keys of hell and of death.
Yes, I remember that text, and I believe Jesus also assures us that he now possesses those keys.
And how thankful we should be that this is true. For with the resurrected Jesus possessing the keys of hell, we know that its gates will be swung wide open and all its captives set free.
Which means, as I see it, that hell will then give up its dead. But, Frank, Jesus said that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Are we to understand that members of the church, Christians that is, go into the Bible hell when they die and there await the resurrection?
Yes, and Paul explains that the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Is that the same as the first resurrection promised in the 20th chapter of Revelation?
Yes, and in that chapter the promise is given that those who are brought forth from the prison house of death in the first resurrection will live and reign with Christ 1,000 years.
In other words, just as the mighty power of God broke the bands of death for Jesus, so the gates of hell will not prevail to hold his church in death. But, Frank, what about the remainder of mankind? Are the followers of Jesus the only ones to escape from the prison house of death?
Oh, not at all. As a matter of fact, I think there was a special reason why Jesus emphasized that the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. Some years after the flood, God made a wonderful promise to Father Abraham, assuring him that through his seed all the families of the earth would be blessed. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 and verses 27, 28, and 29, we read that Jesus and the church together with him are this promised seed, that is, the instrument in God's hand for the fulfillment of his promise to extend blessings to all the families of the earth.
But Frank, how could the people of all nations receive a blessing through Christ and his followers? From the very time God made that promise to Abraham, the human race has continued to die. With the exception of the present generation, the entire human race is in the great prison house of death, in the Bible hell, that is.
That's just the point. God has been allowing the people to die until his church, built upon the great rock, Christ Jesus, was complete. Then the gates of hell or of death will swing open. The first to be freed from death will be the church, who will live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. And then, divine power in the hands of this promised instrument of blessing will open the gates of hell for the release of all its prisoners of death. Nothing will be able to prevail, that is, to hinder the accomplishment of this divine purpose.
Frank, does the Bible say in just so many words, that hell will give up its dead?
On such an important matter, the Lord has not left us in doubt. Please turn to the 20th chapter of Revelation and read verse 13.
I'll be glad to, Frank. Verse 13 reads, "And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them." Say, Frank, that's wonderful. The gates are to be opened, and all the dead are to be released from hell. But what is meant by the statement that then every man will be judged according to his works?
That, Ernest, introduces another subject, but one nevertheless which is thoroughly explained in the book entitled When a Man Dies.
Frank, glancing down to the next verse, I see a reference to the lake of fire. It says that death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. What does that mean?
It certainly means that hell is not the lake of fire, for it could not be cast into itself. Briefly, this is a symbol of the destruction of all evil, even death and hell, but that also is thoroughly discussed in the book When a Man Dies. Russell, will you please tell our friends how they may obtain a copy of this book free?
I surely will, Frank. All you need to do is to ask for it. There is scarcely a question you might want to know concerning life after death that you won't find answered in the little book When a Man Dies. Heaven, hell, the judgment day, they are all discussed. Just what does happen the moment after we draw our last breath? We all know that the body dies, but is there a soul that does not die? Just what is a human soul anyway? Is it capable of a continued existence apart from the body, either in happiness or in suffering? These are questions which concern us all, and the answers are presented logically and scripturally in the book entitled When a Man Dies. Why be in doubt about the future? You do not need to be. If you have enjoyed this discussion, you will enjoy reading When a Man Dies. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. The address again, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Simply ask for the little book, When a Man Dies, and it will be sent to you free.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.